Sunday afternoon, the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio, Boomtown Rats, Adelaide Mondays, and before that, Muse and Uprising. This is Mark Crossy. So, big break in football news this afternoon, if you just switched on, is that Andre Villas-Boas has parted company with Chelsea, effectively sacked. His final game in charge was our commentary game yesterday, West Brom 1, Chelsea 0. Wrighty was on the air yesterday, and Wrighty is on the phone right now to give his verdict. First of all, Ian, you shocked by this news?
Not really. I was shocked with his appointment in the first place, and I thought, well, let's see what the guy's got. He's a young manager. He's coming for a great season at Porto. They won the Europa Cup. I did think that they won the Europa Cup in a time when there weren't really many good teams in it, but you still had to give Villas-Boas credit for what he'd done at his age of that club, and they played good football. I thought he was going to do a lot more in respect of his coaching ability with the team that he's got. Everybody knows it's an ageing team and an ageing squad, but I thought that he would have brought some coaching ability in there that would have, like, got it going from at least to the end of the season, so as then he could get his own players next year. But it doesn't happen like that at Chelsea.
And Roman Abramovich, he's going through managers at not a rate at the moment, isn't he?
He's paying more compensation on managers than actual buying of players at the minute. It's quite... I've just been doing all the Twitter, and all Chelsea fans are going crazy, as saying I've got to mind my own business and this and that. But the fact is, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing the way he's sacked managers and what he's done with managers in the past, good managers. And now, you know, people are talking about Pep Guardiola, maybe Jose, maybe going back. But, you know, I don't know. Why would Pep Guardiola want to leave Barcelona? Whatever money they're going to offer him, he's already said that he wants to have a break if he does leave Barcelona. Why would he want the Chelsea job? Why would anyone want the Chelsea job with an owner that does things like that?
Do you think that squad's got too much power?
I don't think the squad's got too much power. I just think that what Villas-Boas needed to go in there and not upset so many people. It doesn't make no difference about people saying, oh, he's overpaid, prima donna players. You still got to go in there and get a dressing room on your side, being a young manager like he was. And then hopefully they can get on board with what he's trying to do on the coaching side of things. And then, you know, you try and move forward. Chelsea's still got quality players there, so they could still have done something and got into at least the end of the season. But everybody's upset the media. He's upset his own players, saying things like he doesn't care because he's got the backing of the owner. And obviously, it was premature in respect of him saying that, because now he's gone.
Lots to talk about on the show next week.
Absolutely.
Thanks, brilliant. Ian. Thanks very much for speaking to us. Cheers, Wrighty. You can obviously speak to Wrighty next Saturday all about that. 5 till 7 on Absolute Radio. Leave us your comments on Twitter as well, at RNR Football.
This Sunday night, spend the evening with Noel.